NPR News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. One person is in serious condition. Another has minor wounds after a gunman opened fire at a Colorado school today. The shooter is dead of an apparent self-inflicted wound. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has more.
At midday, a lone gunman with a shotgun entered Arapahoe High School southwest of Denver. He asked for a teacher by name. The teacher fled and was not wounded. Two others were shot. Arapahoe County Sheriff Grayson Robinson says officers were on the scene in minutes and found the shooter dead in a classroom. He says they just recently trained for this kind of scenario.
Those protocols, unfortunately, have had to be used far, far, far too many times in Colorado and across the United States because of these tragic episodes where people decide they've got to even up the score with a weapon.
Arapahoe High School is just 6 miles from Columbine High School, the scene of a deadly school shooting 14 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Centennial, Colorado.
Authorities say a man who apparently planned to drive what he believed was an explosives-laden vehicle into the Wichita airport and then detonated has been arrested. Officials say the man identified as Terry Lowen was arrested this morning at Mid-Continent Regional Airport. Greg Grissom is the U.S. attorney there.
Mr. Lowen spent months developing a plan to use his access card to the airport to drive a car loaded with explosives to the terminal. It's alleged that he planned to pull the trigger on the explosives himself and die in the explosion as a martyr.
Lowen, a 58-year-old avionics technician who lives in Wichita and works at the airport, was charged with one count each of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction, attempting to damage property, and attempting to provide support to the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Central African Republic is on the brink of ruin, and he's appealing to Christians and Muslims not to allow the voices of hatred to sow further divisions in the country. He made the appeal during a radio message, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary General Ban says the world is watching and those carrying out atrocities in Central African Republic will be held to account. French-backed African troops are trying to restore order, he says, and the UN is working to provide people with food, shelter, and medicine. But Sylvain Grou of Doctors Without Borders says the UN still doesn't have its act together.
They've been too timid in their response. They have not been able to act accordingly and meet the demands of the population. And these needs are great right now.
Speaking from the capital, Bangui, Grou says there are 40,000 people at the airport there without shelter, and there's no reason why the UN can't help. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. federal judge today signed off on a $5.7 billion class action settlement between merchants and Visa and MasterCard. The settlement's a result of a suit filed in 2005 by retailers who accused the companies of fixing the fees charged to merchants every time a customer used their credit or debit card. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 15 points. This is NPR. Japanese automaker Toyota plans to try to settle hundreds of outstanding lawsuits in connection with so-called unintended acceleration in some of its vehicles. According to a motion filed this week in U.S. District Court in California, the automaker and plaintiffs are requesting the court order the establishment of an intensive settlement process. Many of the hundreds of cases filed nationwide have been consolidated there. Toyota recalled millions of cars to fix floor mats. It said it could possibly jam accelerator pedals in vehicles, but denied there's a problem with their electronics. One of the year's most spectacular meteor showers peaks tonight. NPR's Adam Cole reports the best time to view it is in the hours just before dawn.
The meteor shower is known as the Geminids because it appears to emanate from the constellation Gemini. But the meteors don't actually come from these stars. They're the remains of an asteroid. Every year in mid-December, the Earth swings through a cloud of debris from this giant space rock, and the little fragments burn up in our atmosphere. Because the Geminids travel slower than most meteors, their bright white trails can last longer. Some of the meteors will outshine the nearly full moon, but most will be visible after the moon sets, around 3:45 a.m. for most of the United States. If you can avoid city lights and winter clouds, you'll be treated to as many as 120 shooting stars per hour. Adam Cole, NPR News.
Some officials with Boeing's Machinist Union say they're considering whether or not to have members vote on a proposed new contract from the airplane builder, even after local leaders have said they would be unable to recommend it to their members. Spokesman for the International Association of Machinists says the union has been hearing from hundreds of workers demanding an opportunity to vote on the contract, secure work on the 777 jetliner. Boeing, absent a deal, threatened to move some of the production operations out of the Puget Sound area. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support.